The preacher in Ecclesiastes, he said, "What has been shall be, what shall be has been." I'm not quoting it exactly, but, and then he says, "There's nothing new under the sun." Now, that's in the Bible. And we know that the book of Ecclesiastes and the book of Job has some kind of comments that people make. The book of Ecclesiastes is under the sun, right? Well, under the sun, if there's under the sun, if what has been shall be, what shall be has been, if that's true under the sun, how about eternally? You know it's true eternally, unless God creates something new, you know. It's not even entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for them who trust Him, love Him, believe in Him, follow Him. And so that new thing is only outside of what we know. But the things that we know, the things that we deal with, is just nothing new. What has been shall be. Now, is that talking about, so when you first read that, you're thinking, 100 years, or 50 years, or 1,000 years. When you first read that, you're thinking, 1,000 years, what has been shall be, what shall be has been. You're thinking 1,000 years, but think about, just look at it from a bigger perspective. Look at it from a fractal. What has been shall be, yesterday, today. What has been shall be, what shall be has been, tomorrow, today, yesterday. What has been shall be, tomorrow, today. What shall be, which is tomorrow, has been, yesterday, day before yesterday. Last week, this week, next week, this week, 2 weeks ago. It's all connected. The cogs and the precogs and the postcogs, you know. That one kind of, the cognition in the mind, right? That one tripped me up for about 6 months because I was thinking about maybe a year. Some of this stuff you have to think about for about a year. You have to think about it every day for a year. Every day. All day long. What is a precog? How come there's types and shadows and figures? You know, and when somebody writes a book, they have figures and types and precogs and stuff like that. How did I figure out that the precog and the postcog and the cognition right now are all happening right now? How did I figure that out? I can't remember how I figured it out, but it's God had to reveal it to me, because the precog always exists. Like, God will not put something on you that you're not ready for. And so He always sends some precogs to prepare you for that thing that's getting ready to happen. That conversation, that tragedy, that situation, whatever it is, there's always precogs. And that's how, I think at that same time, that's how I knew that deja vu is always happening right now, because it all is a projection from the cross. So when I figured out, by the grace of God, the precog and the postcog were the same thing, that's when I realized deja vu was happening all the time. So people say, "I experience deja vu." Well, I experience it every day because the lamb slain before the foundation of the world. I experience deja vu every day. Because it's all the same. I've done this before. I've eaten before. I slept before. I woke up. I put my shoes on. I've done this before. I've had this. I've talked before. I've spoken this word before. everything is deja vu. You've cried before, you laughed before, you've been sad before, you've been happy before. I mean, come on. Deja vu is happening every day. You've already experienced it. This has happened before, yeah. Everything's happened before. So when I saw that time doesn't exist, I saw the precog and the postcog are the same as the cog, cognition right now. I saw that deja vu is happening all the time. I realized I woke up into real eyes. I could actually see. God prepared this place before the foundation of the world. He prepared the lamb slain before the foundation of the world. So everything has to be prepared. You can't face off with anything that you're not prepared for. It's already happened. And so you got to be prepared, because prepare is pre-cut. That's when you go to work. When you go to work, you put your work uniform on, you get your tools, because you're preparing, pre-cutting. So you're preparing or pre-cutting a path to do what you need to do. It's all a preparation. It's already been. And so the only way you can prepare for your job or your whatever the next day, because it's already going to happen. You already know it's going to happen. You already have the precog. The only way you can get ready for work or school or whatever tomorrow, because there's a precog. Just like when they write a book, the great authors are not there. Anytime they write a book, there's always going to be like a precog before something happens. You know, there's always patterns, precogs and patterns. And so once you see that the same stuff happens in your regular life, the movies, the TV shows, the series, it's happening in your life the same way, and you realize somebody wrote it in a script, and you realize the Bible is a book, and so you have to conclude in the long run that you're in a 3D book. You're in a book. And when you really start to have high-level synchronicity by being aware, you see that everything you thought yesterday appears in conversations the next day. Ella, if you pay attention to your thoughts, the same conversations you had in your thoughts appear in 3D. If you really want to see the future, just follow a series. Watch a series every day and you'll see it appears tomorrow. Because it's a mirror image of you. Everything is a mirror image, because it was all about the church. All written about the church. These things were written, 1 Corinthians 10 or 2 Corinthians 10, these things were written for your admonition. So everything they went through and the prior to you being born in this place, they went through, you're going through. Yes, I'm a dispensationalist, but at the same time, I can be a dispensationalist, knowing this is a church, eh? But what the saints of old went through, you're going through too. The persecution, all the stuff that they went through, you're going through. Did they have the revelation of the church age? Maybe some of them did, but mostly they didn't until it appeared, because the devil didn't even know. And so, you know, King of Tyre, you could solve all mysteries. I don't even think the devil saw the church age coming. And so we know he didn't see the cross, that it's faith alone, because he wouldn't have. That's why he persecuted. Anytime they thought the Messiah was showing up, they would persecute him, you know? Anyway, that's enough. What has been shall be. What shall be has been. Read it, find it in Ecclesiastes. I'm not quoting it exact, but that's what it's saying. And think about it, not only moment by moment, day by day, year by year, cycle by cycle, 1,000 years, whatever, it just keeps repeating. And so then, if everything is the now, tomorrow is going to be the now. So what you think about today will appear tomorrow, because every day is the same, the now. It's really that easy. It's really that simple. They don't want you to know this, because they want to put witchcraft on you, to put you in fear of tomorrow. Are you in fear today? No. Why are you going to fear tomorrow? You see?